Previously on Mike and Molly. Molly is a writer now.
Oh, why didn't you say so? Let me clear a spot in my bookcase.
Victoria, I saw Carl in the hallway last night. I told him he should have climbed out the window. What were you thinking?
I was thinking nobody would see him if he climbed out the window.
No matter how we feel about each other, you're still my family.
I guess we are kind of stuck with each other.
A little setback in construction. We thought we were cutting through some old pipes, and unfortunately it was electrical conduit.
I guess I'll have to stay with family.
I knew that was going to bite me in the ass.
Who's that cat? Get that cat. You better get that cat.
What's going on? It's Sunday morning.
The neighbor's cat is causing trouble.
Just put the dog down. He's too short to see out the window on his own.
I know. That's why I put him up there.
Who's that cat? Get that cat. How long is she going to be here?
Too long.
Morning, young lovers.
What are you going up so early?
Making breakfast in bed for Victoria. Speaking of which,
where do you keep your champagne flutes?
Top shelf.
Top shelf.
Hey!
Sit down, I'll get them.
I must say, I outdid myself with this coffee. I brought the beans from my house.
I know, we saw your beans and half your beans stopped.
I take this the wrong way, but it's a little early for this.
Don't worry, it took Mike a while to warm up to my sunny disposition in the morning, too. You know, you get used to it.
Or you don't.
Hey, plug machine, is that your blazer in the driveway?
You're blocking us in. Oh. Wait, are you wearing my mini mono?
My apologies. I will launder it after I move my car. Anybody else have any delicates they want me to throw in?
You got room for a sweaty girdle?
Me washer, Sue washer.
Hey, baby, where's Mama's mimosas?
Mimosas? Change of plan. We're getting drunk before noon.
Well, if we're not going to yoga, you can wash my girdle, too.
What is happening?
Maybe we're dead and this is hell.
Now we got a party. I'll get the glasses. Oh!
Congratulations.
Thank you.
La, la, ba, di, da. La, la, ba, di, da. For the first time in my life, I see love.
I see love.
And for the first time in my life, I see love.
I see love.
Now that we both have a Flynn girl, it opens up a whole new world of social activities for the four of us. Couples tennis?
No.
Four-handed bridge?
No.
Chicken leg dominoes?
Even if I knew what that was, I'd still say no.
Come on, you gotta work with me here. How am I supposed to be the Barney to your Fred if we're not coming up with funny adventures for our Wilma and Bettys?
I need a break, Carl, okay? I see you at work, I see you at home. I see you at night, I see you in the morning. You're everywhere I am. Like gum I sat in, it won't shut up.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Why are you so happy?
The same reason you are so miserable. My roommate has been rooming with you for 5 glorious days.
Yeah, well, believe me, the feeling is mutual. It's nice to be around people who appreciate me.
Who are they? Do they live at my house, too? Seriously, why can't you take Victoria to you and Samuel's apartment?
Oh, Mike, please. Let's not rock the boat. Especially when one of those boats has an empty bedroom and the new captain likes to walk around it naked.
You better not be bare-assing it on my couch.
Says the man whose butt cheeks left a cocoa butter oil streak on my kitchen chairs.
Hey, if you got a problem with me moisturizing my buns, you better take it up with your sister-in-law. Because she likes her babies behind to be like her babies behind.
Oh.
He's all yours.
Hello? Molly, you in there?
I hear you.
Oh, hey. Is that you, Peggy? You know what? Something this. Oh, God, the door sits in the humidity.
Here's your mail.
Thank you.
You sure pay a lot for cable.
You read my mail?
It was half opened. You might want to keep an eye on your postman. I can't place his nationality, but whatever it is, I don't care for it.
Oh, my God, I got in.
What?
Oh, I got in.
Well, what is going on with you?
The Iowa Writers' Workshop. I've been accepted into their summer writing program.
Never been a fan of Iowa, full of pigs and Democrats.
Hey, this is one of the most prestigious writing programs in the entire country. I mean, they out of 1,600 applicants, they only accept 10, and I am one of the 10.
Wait a minute. Are you actually good at this writing thing?
Yeah, I didn't think I was this good.
Well, are you sure they didn't make a mistake?
That's my name. Peggy, yeah, read that.
All right.
I've been living my dream in Iowa for 8 weeks. How are you going to ruin that, Peggy?
Huh? 8 weeks. Does Mike know about all this?
Damn it, you always find a way.
Hey, sweetie.
Hey. Oh, why the long face? Oh.
Victoria, honey, I'm home.
I love this. It's like living in a sitcom.
I hope they kill off your character.
This guy.
Okay. Drop the bag. Just sit down, forget about Carl, and enjoy.
Shake and bake. Either I did something good, or you did something bad.
What? No, I think you need to stop pointing a finger and start licking a finger.
Whoa, is that shake and bake?
Not for you.
Why, there's plenty.
Vince, I'm just trying to have a quiet dinner with my husband. Get out.
I would love to, but Joyce asked me to clean the fridge, and I should really get on that. Right now, at this most inopportune moment.
Just give him a piece of chicken.
Two, or I'm defrosting the freezer.
I hope you choke.
I might. Looks a little dry.
Scram! I don't know how much more of this I can take. There are 7 people in a 3-bedroom house, and you're the only one I like.
Well, I'm sure we'll get through it. You know, sometimes we'll have to make sacrifices, knowing that in the future it will all be worth it.
I know. My mom will move back home, and then it'll just be me and Carl and Victoria and Joyce and Vince. Am I leaving anybody out?
Only me.
Hey, there's my boy. How you doing?
Good.
Yep, we're just sitting down to a nice dinner.
Chicken. Smart. We'll cushion the blow.
What blow?
No blow. Here you go. Thank you. Goodbye.
Well, what the hell are you doing? You're giving her all the thighs.
Give it up. You've been made.
What is she talking about?
I have some exciting news.
More for her than you.
What is going on?
Well, I've been accepted into one of the most prestigious writing programs in the country.
Honey, that's great.
In Iowa.
For 8 weeks.
Okay, you know what? Now no chicken. Now you get no chicken.
So you're going to leave me for 2 months?
Or I'm going to stay with you for 10 months. Wants a thigh. You want a thigh?
Ah, unbelievable.
You did this on purpose.
Yeah, maybe.
Mike, it's an opportunity of a lifetime.
Oh, I'm sure it is. I can't believe you did this whole deal without even talking to me about it.
Well, we're talking about it now.
No, you're telling me. Talking about it would be, honey, I'm thinking about applying for an out-of-state workshop for a couple months. You okay with that?
Are you okay with that?
Now I'm not, no.
Keep it down, I'm eating.
Stay out of this. Mike, if you just give me a chance to explain.
Something smells good.
Chicken. It's not.
I cannot believe you're okay leaving me alone in this mental hospital.
I'm sorry. I know I should have handled it better, but I mean, it's a very prestigious program. You could at least
try to be happy for me.
That's all I do is be happy for you. I was happy for you when you quit your job. I was happy for you when you became a writer. Well, guess what? I'm not happy you're gone. You don't seem to care about that. Move your car, Barney.
Coming, Fred.
Oh, I really messed this up.
Oh, good, you know.
What do I do? I mean, I want to attend this workshop, but not if it's going to jeopardize my marriage.
Oh, please. Your marriage will be just fine.
How do you know?
Because I know your husband. He'll whine, he'll cry, he'll bitch, he'll moan, then he'll come around.
You think so?
He hit the jackpot with you. He knows that.
That's true. You could go to an 8-week orgy and he'd still be waiting.
With flowers.
I don't know. He stormed out on Shake and Bake. That is big.
It's real simple, honey. When he comes back, tell him you're sorry, say you screwed up, then you throw yourself on your sword.
Then you throw yourself on his sword.
All you want. That's solid advice.
What do I even talk to you two?
Because you know we'll tell you the truth.
And you've driven everyone else away.
It's a very prestigious program.
Stop saying that word.
All right. Well, me not saying it doesn't make it any less. Mm-hmm.
Why does she tell me she was signing up for some workshop? I tell her everything.
Technically, that's not true.
What are you talking about?
Those girly magazines you get delivered to my apartment?
That's not about Molly. That's about me wanting to get to him before Vince does. Once he paws through them, they're no good to me.
Listen, you know this is a wonderful opportunity for your wife.
I know. It's probably going to open a ton of doors for her.
Then what's the problem?
Well, that's the problem. She gets back, she's going to have all these new experiences that I wasn't a part of. And she's going to write a novel, get famous, and hang out with all these literary types. She will hobnob, Carl.
That's ridiculous. Worst case scenario, she takes a lover on the side. With any luck, a lesbian lover.
You and me, we need a break.
I get it. Just be over here. Give you a little solitude. Get you gather your thoughts. Be on your own.
All right.
I do miss you.
Hello.
Oh. Hey, I didn't see you out here.
I had to get the laundry in. I didn't want your pervy neighbor climbing the fence to sniff my intimates. Help me fold this sheet. So, about this writing program.
Can we please not talk about it? I know I'm selfish and a horrible wife and I shouldn't go.
You know, when I was younger than you, I had a situation just like you have.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Opportunity of a lifetime. They wanted to up me to manager at Bennigan's.
Are you messing with me?
No, they really did. They wanted to send me to Philly for training. Mike's dad had just started on the force, and he didn't want me to go. So, I didn't go.
Sorry, I'm just trying to get my head around somebody telling you what to do and you actually doing it.
I was being the good wife.
That's what you think I should do, be the good wife.
Hell no. That wifely duty crap cost me my dream. I could have been a manager, saved up, bought a franchise, and opened a restaurant, maybe even had my own chain. Peggigan's.
I had no idea.
Well, you know me. I don't like to be a downer. I'm just saying. You love writing. I love feeding people. I'd hate to see you make the same mistake I did.
Thank you for sharing your Bennigan's dream with me.
Don't mention it. I mean it. As far as the boy knows, you're the selfish wife and I'm the sympathetic mother. Got it?
Got it.
Fold.
Hey.
Hey, where's Mike?
Oh, we got a new deal. I could keep sleeping over as long as I give him an 8-foot perimeter. Oh, he's closing in. I gotta go.
Hi.
Hi. You, mind if I join you?
I was hoping you would.
Listen, I'm sorry I walked out like that.
Don't be.
No, it's just the whole thing kind of took me by surprise.
Well, that's my fault. I should have included you from the beginning.
That would have been nice. You know, I would have told you to go.
I know.
So why didn't you tell me?
I just figured it was never going to get in. I was too embarrassed to even talk about it.
Lady, you have no idea how great you are. Smart. You're talented. Huh? And you can do anything that you set that mind to.
Thank you. I'm sorry I'm leaving you here with the lunatics. Your taser's working, right?
Don't worry about me. Because you're going to go to that program, and you're going to write something amazing. And it's going to sell so many books, we're going to be able to move out of this house. I will be your proud husband as long as you'll have me.
You kidding? I'll have you as long as you're willing to put up with me.
That is a deal.
Mm-hmm. I had some shake and bake for you.
Oh, I just fell in love all over again.
Is. I don't know what I'm more excited about, you going back to college or me not having to pay for it.
Now, here's a little walk around money.
Oh.
Remember, if you're at a frat party, never leave your drink unattended.
I'm not going back to college. I'm just going to a writing seminar at college.
Hey, housewife or freshman, a roofie doesn't discriminate.
I'm going to miss you, Mom. Remember, if they catch you with weed, campus police aren't real cops.
Yeah, I don't have pot.
I put some in your suitcase. It'll help you make friends.
I already flushed it.
Thank you. Well, now that I'm actually going, I'm a little scared.
Are you kidding? This is scary. What you're doing is going on an adventure. Now go get after it. Write that book. Get us the hell out of here.
Don't worry about your husband. I've been taking care of him for 35 years. I can do it for 8 more weeks.
But not a day longer. You got everything you need?
I think so.
Did you write your name in your underwear?
I'm not going to camp.
Oh, I'm not going to get a macaroni portrait?
Well, you still might.
I guess this is it.
Yeah, I guess so.
Be safe. I'm going to miss you.
I'm going to miss you, too.
You saying I'm a bad mother? Look at your 2 loser kids.
Hey, I'm one of those loser kids.
Yeah, you might want to back off talking about my baby.
Don't you threaten me.
I'm not threatening you.
Get him, Jim. Get that bad man.
Did you say black man?
No.
I'm so sorry.
Right. Right like the wind.
Get him off me. Those are sharp teeth.
Oh, somebody help Carl.
I ain't going dirty.
Go for his throat.
Come back for me.
Let this happen to your house. Is that right?